Well, it's Thanksgiving in the United States, and one group of people that is a lot to be thankful for are American billionaires. They've accumulated more than, get this, $1 trillion US in new wealth since March. It will be a less cheerful day for many other Americans who have lost livelihoods as a consequence of the pandemic. Less than half of American households with children are very confident they will be able to feed their family this holiday season, according to a survey by the US Census Bureau. Chuck Collins is a researcher of inequality at the Institute for Policy Studies and has been tracking the collective wealth of American billionaires during the pandemic. He joins us now. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
Fair to say that billionaires have done very, very well. Just give us a sense of some of the top names: Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos. These guys have racked up tens of billions of dollars.
Yeah, we're seeing almost a surge in billionaire wealth in the 8 months of the pandemic. Elon Musk's wealth has gone up over $100 billion. Jeff Bezos up $70 billion. And some new billionaire fortunes emerging, like the people who own Zoom and other sort of online technologies, teleconferencing. So one thing that's unusual about it is, you know, during the Great Recession, 2008-2009, the U.S. billionaire class actually lost their wealth, lost significant wealth. Their fortunes went down along with the rest of us. It took 4 years for them to get the level of wealth back that they had in 2007. Now it's quite the opposite.
So is this a case of the so-called K-shaped recovery, whereby those who have assets, who have capital, are benefiting from the low interest rates that the central banks are running? This is pushing up asset prices.
Yeah, and one thing we're seeing is that the pandemic has essentially been an accelerant on the existing extreme inequalities of wealth. So the wealthier you are, the more you're seeing your assets accelerate, and low and middle income households are seeing their savings erode and losing ground. So that's you know, it is a K-shaped, it's sort of a hyper K-shaped recovery.
I mean, for many, these sort of numbers will seem grotesque, the $100 billion. But are there some who have, where it is justified in the sense that they are providing services and technology and development to the world, which is obviously highly valued?
Well, you know, there, some of these fortunes are at the intersection of companies that are creating things that we all need right now. But part of what's happened is that monopolies have been created. So, you know, in the case of Walmart or Target or some of our big retail companies, because they sell groceries, they're considered essential services. So their competition has been essentially shut down and they are thriving. Amazon delivering packages while other Main Street businesses are completely closed. So it's not necessarily evil malintent. It's just that they are at the lucky intersection, and in some cases, some of them are what I would call profiteering.
Is it time like in days gone by with the railroads and these sort of things, whereby the U.S. government has to get in there and bust these monopolies up?
I think there's a need to, unless we want to exit the pandemic with even greater monopolies of enterprises, there's going to have to be something like that, as well as sort of war, like during times of war, we've had profiteering taxes where you sort of tax away the excess gains and invest it in public health and things like that. That's the sort of action that I think we should take.
Just finally, I mean, a lot of pictures coming out of the U.S. at the moment of huge queues for food parcels. This is the paradox, isn't it, of U.S. society, that you're getting during the pandemic massive demand on for those who are very poor.
Yeah, I mean, that is the juxtaposition. And, you know, as we go into this winter of pain here in the United States, where our infection rates are going to accelerate, people are starting to face hunger issues. I mean, the real unfortunate consequence is how this undermines social solidarity. We need to sort of feel like we're all in it together to get through this. And yet, if some people are seeing their wealth accelerate, that undermines that social solidarity we need.
Chuck Collins, thank you very much. A researcher in inequality in the US at the Institute for Policy Studies.